Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional, and happy 4th of July. Today's passage is 1 Samuel chapter 23. Now they told David, "Behold, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are robbing the threshing floors." Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack these Philistines?" And the Lord said to David, "Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah." But David's men said to him, "Behold, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" Then David inquired of the Lord again. The Lord answered him, "Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will give the Philistines into your hand." And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their livestock and struck them with a great blow. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. When Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, had fled to David to Keilah, he had come down with an ephod in his hand. Now it was told Saul that David had come to Keilah, and Saul said, "God has given him into my hand, for he has shut himself in by entering a town that has gates and bars." And Saul summoned all the people to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. David knew that Saul was plotting harm against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod here." Then David said, "O Lord, the God of Israel, your servant has surely heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord, the God of Israel, please tell your servant." The Lord said, "He will come down." Then David said, "Will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul?" The Lord said, "They will surrender you." Then David and his men, who were about 600, arose and departed from Keilah, and they went wherever they could go. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up the expedition. And David remained in the strongholds in the wilderness, in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not give him into his hand. David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. And Jonathan, Saul's son, rose and went to David at Horesh, and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him, "Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Saul my father also knows this." And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. David remained at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. Then the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh on the hill of Hachilah, which is south of Jeshimon? Now come down, O king, according to all your heart's desire to come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand." And Saul said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Go, make yet more sure. No one see the place where his foot is, and who has seen him there. For it is told me that he is very cunning. See therefore and take note of all the lurking places where he hides, and come back to me with sure information. Then I will go with you, and if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah." And they arose and went as if ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the Arabah to the south of Jeshimon. And Saul and his men went to seek him. And David was told, so he went down to the rock and lived in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul. As Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them, a messenger came to Saul saying, "Hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid against the land." So Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore that place is called the Rock of Escape And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi. Amen. Imagine, you're fleeing for your life. This man has been hunting you down to murder you. Day and night he has been chasing after you. You're exhausted and emotionally and physically beat down. But you hear word that this bad gang has been terrorizing people in your city. What would you do? I know for me, I would feel grieved, but wouldn't necessarily put myself out there to help. I mean, gosh, if I wasn't killed from the man hunting me down, I'll probably lose my life from this gang. I'm so tired of running away. I just need to find safety. Can you relate to that at all? That sounds pretty reasonable and understanding to me. Yet David responds differently, and I think it highlights how he truly was a man after God's heart. Once he heard that the enemy Philistines were fighting against Keilah and robbing the threshing floors, his first reaction was to turn to God and seek his will. His first instinct wasn't analyzing his capacity or making a list of pros and cons. It was to ask God. In verse 2, David asks, "Shall I go attack these Philistines?" God says, "Go and save Keilah." But when David's men expressed their fear and concern, he inquired of the Lord again. He could have been swayed by the voice of men or could have even questioned, did I hear God correctly? But no, his first instinct was always to turn to God and ask him for his guidance and will. Let's contextualize that for us. Who do you turn to when you need to make a decision? Perhaps a mentor or a trusted advisor or friend. Who do you turn to when you are not doing well? Maybe a good friend or maybe even escaping into TV or video games. What do you rely on when there are different voices telling you what to do? Maybe overindulging in food, escaping or hiding away, or maybe relying on your own grit and strength. We can learn from David that none of those things give us true guidance or satisfaction. David turns immediately to God and depends wholeheartedly on him. Next time something of life pops up, instead of turning to your immediate things, I suggest to pause. Take a moment to tell God about it. For me, I tend to want to text my friends and rant about whatever happened or ask them advice for what I should do. Although none is necessarily bad, I had to intentionally pause and tell God. Since I was used to texting my friends, I started opening up my notes app to write out my prayers to God instead. Whatever it is for you, let's try to make intentional space to practice turning to the Lord first. Let's lean on His everlasting love. Let's turn our heart's affection to Him. Let's place our trust in His sovereign and goodwill. Amen. Let's pray. God, we have so much to learn from David, a man who was after your heart. Help us, God, to turn to you, for you are our wonderful counselor. You are good and sovereign, and whatever is going on in our lives, God, whether it's good or bad, you want to turn it all for your good and for your glory. So help us to have this wholehearted dependence on you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.